Hey, Bladers, we wanted to let you know that Guildhall is actually going to be hosting a Beyblade Team Battle Tournament here on April 12th at 4 p.m. Come check it out. I'm going to be hosting and reffing each battle. So come and join us, meet some people in the community that also love Beyblade, and have some fun. Test it out if you've never done it before. Guildhall has it all, and they want you to come and join us on April 12th at 4 p.m. We'd love to see you there, and let's let it rip. Welcome back to Beyond Adventure Podcast. We are here once again. I am Dan Olertegi, the keeper of this game, and here is our players.
My name is Sunny. I play Connor.
My name is Taylor. I play Bill Gomez.
I'm Angie. I play Mara Lear.
And my name is Joel. I play Evan McAllister.
That was so attitude-y. Okay, and this week's question for our campers is, name a time where you personally have gotten lost.
Winn-Dixie.
At the mall.
McDonald's ball pin.
In Puerto Rico.
Next question.
Lost me.
Wait, hold on.
Next question. Yeah, done.
And I got lost at a school that was closed on the weekend.
Yep.
All right, now camp.
No. Why'd you get?
You want to go into debt?
Oh yeah.
In debt? I hope not.
No, he doesn't need to.
Into debt. Like, why did you get lost? What was the reason you guys got lost?
Wandered off.
My father left me in the store.
I left the nugget in there.
My mother left me in the store.
I had to make something up.
Well, that was the... What did you say? Okay, like, my mother didn't leave me in the store.
My father did.
I just wandered off.
My father says it with pride that he left me in that store.
Good.
You?
I feel like it was a good learning experience, at least.
All right, guys. Are you guys ready for camp?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, let's get ready for camp.
All right, cue intro.
On the last episode of Beyond Adventure Podcast, all of our campers were found themselves in a secret room in the library, and they wanted to see if there was an entrance that went underground that Nurse Nancy had told them. Nurse Nancy had also mentioned that all the monsters they had seen were illusions, and that all the monsters belonged to the monster that lives under the library. You have all the keys but one, and you know who has it. Myra and Evan confronted Emily, but Evan ends up getting punched in the face twice, trying to prevent a fight from happening between Emily and Myra. Go ahead. You've been just knocked to the ground by Myra, by Emily.
Evan, are you okay?
What?
Are you okay?
No. What?
I don't know, you have to jump in.
He pushes up my sunglasses back to my face. Yeah, I'm fine.
You were still wearing them?
Yeah.
Sunglasses?
Yeah, he was.
And you know what? Emily takes off her sunglasses and be like, what do you want?
She was wearing sunglasses?
She wasn't wearing sunglasses.
She has sunglasses?
Out of nowhere.
And she has a leather jacket, too?
Guys, relax.
Total badass.
She didn't have to jump in front of me.
What universe is this?
Listen, Myra, I didn't do it for you. I did it for the mission.
By the way, you take 1 point of damage.
That's wild.
I'm pretty sure. Okay.
That's a mean punch to lose health.
Bro, she got hit twice.
That's crazy.
The first time I didn't allow him to lose anything.
One more hit, you could have got a concussion.
You suck. I have 2 health left.
How?
Didn't you ever gain health?
He's so bad.
Yeah, I thought you gained health.
Yeah, my hit point.
Can I give him my heart pin for more health?
No, but that will be coming up.
Do you need a hug?
If you guys, just to let you guys know, remember, you do have pins. You can trade them into the camp counselor. For items, and maybe even a soda pop, which you guys really haven't investigated on what they do. And remember, you guys still have the book. Okay, go ahead. What do you want to say to Emily?
Where's Emily right now?
Emily is right in front of you guys. Evan is on the floor. You are behind Evan. Like, standing.
Emily, you're the worst.
Guys.
And you should have died a long time ago.
Ooh, whoa.
Listen to me. We can work things out, okay? Myra, stop.
What even are you? Why are you following me? What do you want?
I'm a dude.
I'm asking these questions.
I'm a dude who's been through hell and back and witnessed nightmares beyond human comprehension at this Dane camp, and I'm trying to get some answers here. I want to know what's going on with your necklace. And why does it have to do with her?
Whoa. Wow. Be free?
Be free.
Do you know my necklace has anything to do with her?
Because Mara's going to tell you why.
Oh, we used to be friends. And I don't appreciate
that. Yeah, we used to be. And then you tried to kill me. Because you just suck.
Question, I said that under my breath. She didn't hear.
I think she can tell.
No.
No. You know what? I'm going to roll.
That's wild.
Notice though. Hold up. She noticed. Because you suck.
She a dog? She got like super hearing. What the
heck? Hey man, it was a 50-50 chance.
Well, can we have that necklace?
No.
What can I give you for that necklace?
You can give me my best friend back.
Mm-hmm. What if I don't want to come back?
Well, obviously. That's the whole thing. If you can't give me that back, why would I give you back my necklace? It means you're never gonna get it.
Me talking about Myra's shirt. Myra, don't screw this up anymore.
Hold on, hold on.
One health, two health.
Evan, if you don't FDF you, yeah.
That wasn't a thing
in the 90s?
I think so.
That wasn't a thing in the 90s.
We'll look that up later.
No, we don't look it up.
Was that in the 90s?
No, it wasn't.
Also, remember to drop a like on this video.
Are we really going to start fact checking?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
What about that phone?
What?
What about that phone?
What phone?
Exactly, because back then they didn't have phones.
No, they had telephones. They had landlines.
Or what, the
Go check your dial-up computer.
I don't think AOL Instant Messenger was, like, AIM was thing back then, so.
They had beepers.
They did.
They did.
You get a beeper. STFU.
Well, yeah, you did.
Emergency, emergency.
They have walkies.
Can I go back?
Next else.
You know what? Emily says to you, do you even remember what happened between us? Because you're not even supposed to be here right now.
What if I tell you I can get you your friend back? Can I get the necklace now?
And she looks at you with like a face of just like, you think I'm stupid?
Wait, Emily, you're probably hungry, right?
And she looks at you just like, really? That's what you say?
Me, try to give a granola bar to Myra. Give it to Emily.
You do know that I can heal you like 2 HP, right?
Oh.
I have a s'more.
Evan, you should keep it. Eat it.
No,
eat
I have two. Give one to her. You're ruining everything. Just take it. Take it and give it to her.
As a token of peace.
She knocks it out of your hand.
You know what?
She's already full health.
Snatch and grab.
You know what? I eat the granola bar. How
she's just like, you don't remember, do you?
No, you want to enlighten me?
So, she's going to say, we used to be best friends. But then, I don't know what happened to you, but you tried to kill me. And literally, you tried to like bash my face in and like literally threw me against the wall and everything. You legit, like, I don't even know who you are.
You didn't question yourself?
Myself? Do you want me to tell you what really happened that summer?
Evan, I think we're gonna have to sit down for this.
Huh?
She didn't hear that.
You give her a look. You give him a look like.
Yes, ma'am.
What? Anyway. You know, back in those days, you were really outgoing and always smiling and laughing, you know? Do you at least remember that?
Hard to believe that.
You were literally the fearless one out of both of us. I was the one who was scared. I was the one who was timid. You made friends with me and you brought me out of my shell. And then you try and kill me?
Literally, it wasn't me.
After you threw kale, Myra began to be anxious, but always tried to keep a smile on her face. Everyone only saw the happy side of Myra, but I knew something was wrong. Sometimes when I would find Myra, she'd be talking to herself, or maybe sometimes speaking to something that I didn't see. I don't know.
Girl can't play.
On the last day at camp, Myra was completely changed and spent a lot of time in the library away from everyone. But I could not let you go because I was stupid. I followed you into the library from a distance. I tried to, like, keep my distance and creep around so you wouldn't see me because I wanted to know what was going on with you. When you went into the library and I went in after you, you disappeared. And I couldn't find you. But on the last day of camp, I found this little tiny door in the bookshelf leading to a tunnel that led into a room with a bookshelf in it. I slowly moved through the tunnel, and I found myself peering into a small room where you stood alone speaking to a spider on the wall. And then there was a door behind you that was, like, creaking open for some reason.
Well,
because I'm such a good friend.
Oh.
I mean, I walked in and I yelled, "What are you doing?" And you didn't even say a word. You turned around and your eyes were glazed over, and you look like there was nobody, like, in there. And then you attacked me. You tried to choke me. With tears in my eyes while you were choking me, I had to punch you in the face and push you off of me. And then when I got up, I saw, as I was getting up, I saw two necklaces, so I took one, and that shut the door closed.
Whoa. So you didn't even deserve that necklace?
There's a reason for that.
So that means you weren't even my best friend.
We were best friends. I don't know why you had those necklaces. And those necklaces, for some reason, formed a heart. And I grabbed one, and I tried to get out of there, but then you stood up, and you pushed me against a lever.
Taking things you shouldn't have taken.
You pushed me against a lever, and then you kicked me in the stomach, and I broke the lever.
Again, probably wasn't me.
To get you off of me, because you were about to hit me again, I grabbed the lever and I smacked you in the face with it. I got back up and I started to crawl through the tunnel, but of course, you had to get up and grab me in the foot. And you told me I was gonna die here. So I kicked you in the face, and I creepy crawled out of there, and I slammed the stupid door in your face. All I could hear was you screaming, but I had to run away. Since you're here, why'd you try and kill me?
Clearly, I don't know. I want to apologize.
Okay, I'm going to have you roll Constitution. You passed?
Yes.
You hear a voice in the back of your head saying,
"She's lying to you. That never even happened. She's just... Kill her. Kill her now. Kill her. Kill her."
Whoa.
And then... you remember that voice is actually the spider that was speaking to you at all times. And you now hear his voice because he's trying to take you over.
Can I roll to not fall for his trap?
Okay, what do you want to roll for that? You want to roll power?
Oh.
You can roll strength. I'll let you roll one of them.
Okay, strength sounds like a good one. Okay. Wait, where's strength? Oh, that's, no.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. That's in your regular ones, yeah. Wait, which one did you roll? You didn't even say.
Either one, I didn't pass.
You didn't pass?
No. So I guess I'm getting taken over.
Okay. So immediately, you're looking at her, and you give in to the voice. And you charge at her. And now you're going to try and... what are your items? What items do you have?
I got glow sticks and a flashlight.
Okay, with the flashlight, you're going to come at her and try and hit her in the head with it. Roll fighting.
All right. Yes.
Okay. She's gonna roll a reaction.
What, are you attacking her?
Huh? She's attacking Emily now.
Oh no.
Wait, we're still here.
I just haven't.
He's
really
still on the floor.
I just haven't got a chance to say anything because it's been going on for so long.
Okay, but before you can do anything, as you're leaning over her, with a flash, I was gonna say glow stick. You're gonna stab her with the glow stick.
I mean, No.
You're standing. You push her down to the ground. She's kind of looking at you like with anger, but she's just like, I accept my fate.
I turn it on.
And then, as your hand is about up,
okay,
you're gonna regain a memory.
I'm just gonna stand here.
Yeah, you're on the floor. You're trying to get up to stop this, but before you do anything,
have to get away again. Remember?
Okay. Yeah, I know. I want to, but
I mean.
We want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something, and their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards, they have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
What would you like to do?
I don't know, Dan.
No, what would you like to do? She's handing over.
I'm trying to interject.
With, no, go ahead. What
he
would
heard
you like
the
to
story.
Do?
You heard Emily's story to me, right? I'm assuming he heard all that.
He heard all that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What do you say? Or what do you want to do, Rob? I'll give you one action.
Well, I noticed that Myra's going crazy for no reason, so I grabbed my brown balloon that I had in my inventory this whole time, and I throw it at her.
Brown water balloon?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I will let you just do that. Anyway, so where do you hit her?
In the back of the head.
Okay. So as you're holding that pose with the flashlight over her head, like about to just swing it on her, you get hit in the head with the water balloon. You regain a memory that you didn't remember. During camp, one night a spider began to speak to you, talk about how amazing your positivity is. But that some people find you pathetic. And that you have a stupid smile on your face. As much as you try and fight it against the spider's words, night and day, the spider continuously comes after you, berating you with, "Oh, you're so pathetic. They all think you're so stupid and pathetic. Who's that happy? Who can ever be that happy?" And then, after a while, of him telling you all this, you give up. You have no control anymore. He doesn't let you sleep. He barely lets you eat because he's just constantly just filling your mind with all of that pain, all of those nasty words, and all of those what people just think so much that they just think you're stupid.
And like a toxic relationship.
I think the spider
looking at me as himself right now. Feeling hurt.
You're just so stupid.
I guess you could say the spider's putting you in a web of lies.
Wow.
And then, on the last day of camp, the spider whispers in your ear, "You're ready. You're finally ready."
She starts twitching.
After many times in the secret room,
I'm ready. Foaming at the mouth.
Sorry.
After many times in the secret room, because this is where he always leads you, and you also spend a lot of time around the book, you begin to lose your mind. The spider wants to lead you, Myra, down to the chambers to eat you alive. And he tells you all this, but you have no control anymore. You don't know what's going on. Your mind is lost in a sea of depression and sadness. Oh. he says to you,
I'm going to eat you and leave your skin.
So that way I can trick all these stupid...
So he's eating my bone?
He's eating everything inside of your skin. And then he's going to...
No, wait, hold up.
That's your liver, that's your spine, that's your ribs. That's your...
All right. Pancreas.
He's going to heart. Live inside of your skin and trick children into coming worms. Down to his chamber.
Oh. You might have tapeworms sometimes.
That was his plan all along. You were just part of the plan. And he opens a... He opens a door, but he opened it with a necklace. Because you have to use one of your biggest loves and use it as a sacrifice to open up this door. Your love was your best friend. You guys were super close. And she, Emily, you were her first friend. And for you, you never met anybody like Emily because she understood you in ways that other people didn't. She knew that you sometimes weren't happy, but you always put it on as a facade to just trick other people so they wouldn't talk to you. Everybody would just be like, there goes Myra, always happy. In reality, you were hurting because things were not so great at home. But you were at camp, so you didn't have to think about it.
Girl, you're depressed.
I don't like this storyline. Depression.
You also got that necklace from Nurse Nancy.
Is she my mom or something?
No, Nurse Nancy was just... Yeah. What? Yeah. Nurse Nancy was actually...
Emily's mom?
No.
What a twist.
Nurse Nancy saw that you guys were best friends, so she wanted to give you guys something so you guys could remember this summer forever together as best friends. Because summer doesn't last forever.
But you know what does? A necklace.
Yes.
Well, you know what does? A $3.99 meal at Burger King.
You know what?
It was actually
not sponsored.
It was actually 99 cents back in the day.
Because you sacrificed your friendship, that's how the door was opened back then, and that's how the demon was released. The monster was released.
Spider.
The spider was fully released because what you guys see is not its final form. Emily caught you before you could go down there. The moment Emily took the second half of the necklace, the door locked, and thereby saving you, but locking her in the secret room in the library. Myra, you couldn't believe what you have done because a little piece of you did see her crying. And you didn't want to believe that you did that to your best friend, which is why you just went into the closet and locked yourself in there because you felt you didn't deserve anything of her friendship. And that skeleton in the closet was you. But now you're here.
Woo! How?
I'm down.
Don't worry about
y'all
it.
Y'all didn't hear that. That was my little vision I got.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay.
Huh?
So, in reality, you were never lied to.
Very long extended vision.
You and Emily were best friends. Mm-hmm. And you used to be a happy-go-lucky girl who loved making friends and was very, always had a smile on her face. People love being around you. So now you have unlocked that memory. You fully now remember who Emily is and what this camp was back then.
That sounded like the beginning of a murder mystery. Gosh. It was the light of
the
world.
What do you want to do now? Evan, you can do whatever you want now. You're free. You guys are free to do whatever.
Okay.
All right. Myra. Sorry.
Yes,
Emily, I'm so sorry.
I've heard this all before. How do I even know you really mean it?
I'm sorry.
Oh, roll me a pal. There it is.
Okay. 49.
Nope. So it's going to still come out.
Wait, how much did you get? Because remember, you have luck.
I have 49. And I have, it's 45.
Use luck.
Yeah.
Please, I beg of you.
I do have 20. So.
We need to progress.
Okay, fine. So I can genuinely tell her that.
She will believe you.
Emily, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize we were best friends. Oh, I held myself together there.
That's it?
Yeah.
You can say that you don't.
I didn't remember what happened. I'm so sorry.
So what you guys are gonna do is, Emily's going to look at you and see that in your face, it's completely changed. She says a shroud of darkness has left you.
Should we smile?
I mean, that depends on whatever you do. But she looks at you and she's like, is that really you? So she's going to... She's going to be like, okay, all right, hold on. What do you guys want from me?
Your necklace.
No, I mean...
Wow.
You said that's so sincere? Everything? That's perfect. So I'm going to be... Emily's going to say, fine.
We'll give it back when we're
done. Emily's going to look at you, and she's going to see the difference in you. She's like, look, I don't know if you're acting or anything, but if you really want this necklace, fine. This is the last thing I have of what true friendship I've ever had in my life. And even though we're not here anymore, I'm going to give you this and do whatever you need to do. If you're going to return it back to me, fine. I'll see, if you do, then we'll talk again and we'll see if we're going to be friends again. But just take it, okay? And she walks away. And as she turns around, you guys notice a couple tears are flowing down her face. And she walks off everything. That scene is going to end with just her walking away. You guys now have the necklace.
Meanwhile, back at the library.
Just cheating.
What do you guys say? Oh, yeah. Adam West is also there.
Oh,
boy.
So what were we doing there again?
We were waiting for Evan and Myra to get back so maybe they can find the last key. They said they had the last key.
So they're taking their sweet behind time?
Guys,
we're here.
Bell? You guys are not here yet.
Connor's just taking a book and he's pretending to read it, but it's upside down.
Yeah. Oh, you have the book. That's right. Did you find anything? Oh, no. And Adam West is going to be like, hey, did you find anything in that book? Does he got pictures?
No.
Well,
oh. No, but I mean, you know, there's something that says.
You're holding it upside down.
Oh, yeah. Chant of Thoth, Blast Blade.
Chant
the thong. I mean, yeah, it says I could go ahead and something with my intellectual. I don't know.
Now that all of, so you're reading the book and everything, you're trying to look through it. Both of you guys roll Constitution. And Adam West will also roll Constitution.
I got that one, baby.
Not one?
I passed.
I got that not one.
Okay. Let's go. Yours was a 1-2.
Adam West failed.
Damn.
So Adam West, for a brief moment, while you guys are looking at the book, Adam West is going to seize up and look up, and his eyes are going to glaze over.
Adam! I quickly throw the book, and I go up, and I start shaking him.
And then his face moves slowly towards you. Your eyes lock, and he says to you in a different voice that's not his own. It says,
so you guys found all the keys. Well, 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 looks like I will be having a snack today. And it's not even my birthday.
I interrupt and I grab Adam by the shirt like this. I'm like, let him go, he's not my friend!
And then he's going to shove you and he's going to use his strength to see if he pushes you against the,
the back door. Okay.
Oh.
Advantage? Because you're possessed?
I'm going to let him roll with advantage. Because he is possessed.
Yeah, there we go.
Ooh. Oh, there we go. He rolled a 2. He first rolled 100, but because with advantage, he rolled a 2.
Okay.
So he just looks at you and with one finger pokes you in the chest and you fly all the way back. and he looks at Bell
and says, you think you're so strong, don't you, Bell? You think you're so smart, but in reality you are probably going to be the easiest to kill
in the streets.
You wish.
What? Don't have to wish. I know.
No, there's some fighting words. You wish!
Yeah, right, man. You slammed your elbows.
Out of everything you could have said.
And from behind, Adam West, a figure, this is going to be another illusion because it's kind of like using his body.
Adam West is going to be floating a little bit off the ground, and there's going to be something behind him carrying him. And you see a white glove, and then you see rainbow hair and a red nose lifting Adam West off the ground. And it's going to say, "Well, boys and girls, I've been waiting for this moment." And you guys see in front of you a clown.
Oh, of course, it's a clown.
A clown? I take out. Oh, go ahead.
This clown is going to lock eyes with Belle. And say, "How about we put a smile on your face?"
It's already there.
And he's armed. He's armed. You're a good distance away from him. But you're gonna see another arm from his back stretch towards you.
How far is he? How far am I from both of them?
So I would say this room is about maybe a little bit bigger than this room. So I would say, what would you say this room is?
I don't know, Dan.
This is probably like 11 by 12. So
this is the summer from Helio.
Let's give it that it's like 17 square feet around, so it's like a square.
Okay.
A little bit bigger than this, and you're gonna be like halfway across the room. That's gonna be you.
Okay.
Yeah, Connor's gonna be halfway across the room because that's where he pushed him. You're gonna be like halfway through the room by the wall.
Okay.
And his arm, and he's over by where the entrance is. So right by the door.
Yeah, so we gotta get past him?
No. I don't know. And he's going to grab, do you wanna roll dodge?
Yeah.
I also would like to try to see if I could use my slingshot to shoot my rosary beads.
Ooh.
I pass.
Oh, so he tries to grab you. What do you do to get out of the way?
Well, he said he's levitating, right?
Adam West is levitating, but the clown is standing behind him, kind of like lifting him up by his shoulders.
Okay. I guess I would like probably like run either like by his side or like between his legs, away from that extra arm.
Parkour.
You're halfway across the room, and you're gonna run towards him.
I gotta get to the exit.
She's great.
Okay.
Tom Cruise in.
Oh, you're gonna leave. Well, you're gonna leave Adam West and Connor here by themselves?
Somebody gotta open that door. Doesn't mean I'm gonna run out of it.
Okay, so I'm gonna let you dodge, but you're gonna have to roll gym class to see if you can get between his legs. But first, Sonny, you can do what you need to do.
Yeah, I wanted to take my rosary beads out of quickness. Aim with my slingshot right at Adam.
At Adam?
Just at Adam with my rosary beads.
When did you get rosary beads?
I had them at the beginning. Yeah.
He literally told me. I literally looked at the sheet. He's had them since the very beginning.
Yes, I had them since the beginning.
You could risk hurting Adam.
Oh, wait,
Adam,
no.
Though.
Huh?
You could risk hurting Adam, though.
That's right. No, well, the clown is possessing them.
Okay.
Yeah, so, okay. So I want you to roll dexterity.
Kill
Adam. See if you can aim your beads directly at him.
Okay.
His eyes. Aim for his eyes.
58, 55. I want to use three of my luck.
Okay. Cross off three luck. So your rosary beads, do you want to hit him with it, or you're trying to get him to, like, touch it? You're trying to put it like...
Me, out of panic, I'm just thinking that just a touch of it hopefully will go ahead and stop whatever possession is going on. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to act quick as I can.
So you do that.
If that's it.
The rosary beads hit him. I would have you roll religion, but they don't have a thing like that in this game. So roll intelligence, and I will let you know.
Okay. I rolled 75. My intelligence is 70.
Ooh.
I want to use 5 of my luck.
Okay. Let's cross off 5. So this bead flying through there. Hits Adam West right in the chest. It's not going to do him any damage, but it does burn the clown because this is what he's possessing. So the clown feels the sizzling of the beads hit Adam West in the chest. Thereby, what he's grabbing
is not he's not able to. So it starts to burn. He lets go of Adam West and he falls to the ground. And he's like, oh! And then his eyes turn red. And now he's looking at you.
Turning red?
His eyes are turning red.
I passed my gym class, by the way.
Okay, so as he takes a step towards Connor, you slip right in the right below him, and you get behind him. He steps over Adam West as well. So Adam West is on the floor. You're behind him, and he just took two steps towards Connor.
Okay. Since he's coming at me, I'm gonna look him dead in the eye just to check his movements, but I want to get on my orange cream pop. I want to get it, yeah, and I want to open it up so I could drink it to see what will happen to me. So what I want to go ahead and do, right, as the clown is burning up and coming towards me, I'm gonna stare directly into its eyes, take my soda to the side, pop it open and stare at him, and I want to drink it once you get a certain distance to me.
Okay. This is the first time we're using the soda pops.
Yes.
What this soda pop does is it gives you luck advantage. So you now have advantage on any luck rolls. So for the next like 5 or 6 turns, you get to do something that requires luck, and you have advantage on the luck. So if you want to like jump at him to try and shove him out of the way, I'll let you roll luck for that. If you want to see if you can trip him, I'll let you do luck. Something along those lines that you wouldn't even attempt because it would be way too hard.
Okay.
How much did you luck at?
Right now it's at 60.
Okay. What would you like to do?
I would like to actually see if my spirit. I'm trying to think instinctively. I don't want to think. I'm trying to think of my character. I'm so sorry. I would like to see if I could just instinctually just try to take out my pebble. When I drink it, I want to take up my pebble, put it into the fist, and see if I can punch through him.
All right. You're going to roll your luck.
Okay. All right.
And you have advantage.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
31.
Okay, roll again. See if he gets something better. Please.
42.
Okay, so with your 31, you pass your luck. With your 31, what do you say to him as you're about to punch him?
I look into it and then I just go, it's morphin' time. And then I just and then I drink it and then I go for the punch.
Okay. And so what happens to you is your body starts to glow. You grab this pebble, and with your advantage of luck, you grab this pebble and you, with all your strength, punch him right in the stomach.
And I duck him right in the stomach.
And with your glow starts to dissipate, but your fist outprint, your fist print is on his stomach now. And he starts to fly back. And he looks around. He looks like he's taking damage. And he just like, this is not over. Come and find me. And he starts to like go down into like a slush, and he quickly goes into a crack that then leads into the secret passage.
As soon as the last little thing goes into the crack, I quickly run up and I start kicking it real quick.
That little piece becomes a little clown and starts jumping around so you can't hit it. It says, you can't hit me now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get you, don't worry! I'm just trying to stomp on it.
Try! Roll luck.
Okay. They're gonna walk in into with me. 7!
You stomp on this thing right on the ground. And it says, oh no! And then you hear a splat, and it's smeared on your shoe.
And then I just drag my foot on the floor to smear it off, and I go,
And then you hear you Andrew screaming out here.
I'm gonna do that again.
And then the little goop quickly runs away and slides into the cracks as well.
Now I want to go straight to Adam. Now I want to see if he's okay.
Okay, and at this point, this is where Evan and Myra come into the tunnel. Hey, Bell, what do you do?
She left me. What do you mean?
Hey, there goes her.
And what do you say to Adam?
Oh, I'm trying to wake him up, see if he's okay. Adam, you okay? Adam!
Evan, what do you say?
Adam.
I said Evan.
He said Evan. No, he said Evan.
I said Evan, bro.
What?
I said Evan, what do you say?
What? What's happening here?
And then Adam West wakes up and he said, what? What's it? Belle, did you try to leave us?
I did.
Oh my god.
I didn't even leave the room.
The last key has been found, but from the dark, the clown appears. Its smile too friendly, its red nose and white face so playful. But behind this smile, death stands before you. Our campers have now met the monster that controls all the monsters at the camp. Can our campers survive and rid this world of this evil? Or will they die like all the rest? Join us as we enter the chilling conclusion of camp. Beyond Adventure cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Ortegi as Evan McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Myra Lear / editor of the podcast, Taylor Cruz as Belle Gomez, and me, Daniel Ortegi, as the keeper, and Joseph Ferris as our helper. Intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd for more of his awesome music and videos. Also, a great thanks to our sponsor Guildhall. Follow them on their Instagram at guildhall.lounge. Trust me guys, you're going to want to check them out because they have cons at times and so many things you can do there. Remember to follow us on our social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and even Facebook. We got a page. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube. Remember to hit the bell so you can get notified whenever we're posting up new content. And guys, pretty soon we're going to be moving on to the next season and maybe ending this one very soon. So please remember to stay tuned. Catch up if you're not up to date with our videos. And also, remember to leave us comments because we love to hear from you guys. It really helps us out, motivates us, and also, maybe we could throw in one of your comments as we progress through the podcast. Thank you so much, guys. We hope that you guys join us next time on our camp adventure.